Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. This feast was instituted in the 14th century by the Carmelite Order, and it commemorates the anniversary of the day in 1251. This is the day on which the Blessed Mother gave the brown scapular to St. Simon Stock. The scapular is an external sign of the filial relationship established between the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother and Queen of Mount Carmel, and the faithful who entrust themselves totally to her protection, who have recourse to her maternal intercession, who are mindful of the primacy of the spiritual life and the need for prayer. Are you mindful of the primacy of the spiritual life? You know, we focus an awful lot on our physical life and our earthly life, and we have to in many ways. But that's only the beginning. What's most important is our spiritual life. Because if our spiritual priorities govern us, if our faith governs us, we're going to be very happy and at peace, even in the midst of difficulty. Because we'll know who we are, as I so often say, we'll know who we are and we'll know where we're going. And a lot of times, the pain that comes into our lives is because we lose sight of who we are, or we never knew it, and we lose sight of where we're going. Heaven is not a fairy tale. Heaven is a reality for those who follow him in this life. It is. Let's take a look at the first reading today from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 13 to 20. Moses, hearing the voice of the Lord from the burning bush. Remember the last time we read, just a couple of days ago, Moses comes to this burning bush. It's burning, but it is not destroyed, and it fascinates him. And then God speaks to him and reveals who he is at the burning bush. So hearing the voice of the Lord from the burning bush, Moses said to him, "When I go to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' if they ask me, 'What is his name?' what am I to tell them?" And God replied, "I am who am." In other words, I am existence itself. I am being. I am the fullness of life. I am who am. He added, "This is what you shall tell the children of Israel. I am sent me to you." God spoke further to Moses, "Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This my title for all generations. Go and assemble the elders of Israel and tell them, "The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to me and said, I am concerned about you and about the way you are being treated in Egypt. So I have decided to lead you up out of the misery of Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. I have decided to lead you up out of the misery of Egypt into a new land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Thus they will heed your message. Then you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent us word. Permit us then to go a 3 days' journey in the desert that we may offer sacrifice to the Lord our God.' Yet I know that the king of Egypt will not allow you to go unless he is forced. I will stretch out my hand, therefore, and smite Egypt by doing all kinds of wondrous deeds there. After that, he will send you away." And we know what happened. We know all the plagues. You know, when it says here, he will do all kinds of wondrous deeds, wondrous doesn't necessarily have to be good. Wondrous in the sense that they're out of the ordinary, completely out of the ordinary. God's orchestrating them. All the plagues, all the afflictions that fell on Egypt, and still Pharaoh wouldn't let them go. Finally, he did. And what God is saying here is, I will stretch out my hand and I will smite Egypt by doing all kinds of wondrous deeds there. After that, he will send you away. So God reveals a good part of his plan to Moses. So this is a very, very significant moment at the burning bush when God reveals who he is and God begins to unveil his plan to Moses, who never thought he could do anything, really, or had the gifts to do it. Remember what we learned the other day? If God wants you to do something, he will supply. Psalm 105, the Lord remembers his covenant forever. Lord made a covenant with his people. He does not turn back on his covenant. We're the ones who break covenant. We're the ones who say, Lord, I like you. I like to follow you, but there are some things you ask of me that I just can't do. So I'm going to follow the world in these things, and I'll follow you in these things. How many times have I said to you, that doesn't work? You've got to be all in, to put the Lord first in everything. And the gospel, a very short gospel for today. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. What do you think the rest of God is? There's a peace, there's a contentment, there's an assurance, even in the midst of difficulties. There's a way that you know the Lord's pleasure. And that gives you all the encouragement you need to follow him. It really does. God is never far away from us. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Not the yoke you manufacture for yourself, not the yoke that circumstances seem to have manufactured for you. No, no. Look to me. Take my yoke upon you. The yoke that says, I am your disciple and I will follow you. I will be Christian in thought, word, and deed. That's the yoke you take on. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Why? Because when God asks us to do something, he supplies. He gives us what is necessary to make it possible, to make it possible for us to carry out his will. And you know you're not alone when those things happen. I've had several times in my life where I was speaking about something and just had a sense in the Lord to turn a corner and go in a slightly different direction than I planned on doing. And the results were so phenomenal. And it was not in my notes. But as I was speaking, as I was doing God's will, he showed me what to emphasize. Just like a nudge, a spiritual nudge. I don't know how else to describe it. And there's great peace that comes with it. And that was just my experience, but there are all kinds of ways in which God allows us to bear fruit for the glory of his name, but we need to follow him. We need to be close to him. We need to be willing to be yoked to him. When you're yoked to Christ, you don't decide you're going to make a right turn when God is going straight. And you don't decide to reverse when God is going forward. That takes faith. I know that. It takes faith that he cares that much about you, that he knows every detail of your life, and he cares. But he gives you plenty of room because you have a free will. But if you seek him, if you make the decision in freedom to seek his will and choose it and embrace it, you will bear tremendous fruit. But you got to step out into the deep, so to speak, to mix all kinds of analogies, but you've got to step out into the deep water. You say, I don't know what I'm doing. None of us do. But if we put him first, God wants to use, of course, God, those of us who are good planners, those of us who can work out difficult situations, of course God wants to use all those gifts, but to use them under his authority. Because if we just do them and say, I'm doing this for God, we might be in for a surprise. I need to do it with God, for God. Not according to my will, but according to his. Not according to my timetable, but his. Not according to the plan, but his. Even the choosing of other people to work on this plan. Who does God want me to choose? Always give God that option. He wants you to use your intellect and your abilities. Of course he does. But don't you be the final decider. Bring everything, all your plans, bring them before him. Ask him to show you the way. Because what God wants to accomplish and the fruit that God wants to accomplish is far greater than just finishing a successful project. In everything we do, in every service we perform, in every work that we're committed to or employed in, God wants to build his kingdom. And if we give him access to our hearts and minds and we give him our wills, are willing to be obedient to him, we will see how he will use us. And believe me, we aren't puppets. I encourage you to really take a look at what Jesus says. Take my yoke upon you. That is, do it my way. Take my will upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn how he was obedient to the Father. Read the Gospel of John. See how obedient he was to his Father. Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves. Jesus, he says, I am meek. That you know what the word meek means if you're listening to this program regularly. Meekness means strength under control. I am meek and humble of heart. In other words, Jesus always looks to his Father. He doesn't even see himself as the source. He always looks to his Father. That's what meek, strength under control. You're not running all over doing your thing, but it's under control. You're really seeking what God wants. So you want to be meek and humble of heart. Thy will, not mine, be done. This is your plan, Lord. I'll be glad to be your assistant. Don't look to yourself as the source of anything. It all comes from him. That's what God wants of us. And when you live that way, you see that you're much more than you ever thought you could be. You see that God has all kinds of designs on your life, because when we go God's way, the whole world opens up to us. We're not confined to just these geographical circumstances or personal circumstances. God can use us for the glory of the Father. So let's ask Our Lady of Mount Carmel today to pray for us. She who knows her Son so well, pray for us that we may do his will. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.